something a little more exciting, Tom is the real deal. He comes from an achingly poor background, with a father who spent his life working down the pits, something Tom was able to rescue him from the moment he had the means, and he left school with little prospects, which led to some very dead-end jobs. No one in the family was in show business, so there was no way they could possibly have predicted what lay in store for young Tom. Nor was he a trained singer. Early on, the family realised it had a boy with a mighty fine voice on its hands, but there was no question of them being able to do anything about it with a view to Tom singing professionally. For a start, there wasn't the money, and even if there had been, it wasn't the sort of thing his family would have dreamt of, so alien was the concept of a son in the world of show business. But that's the way it turned out, with Tom leading a life of international fame and stardom, culminating in the ultimate accolade of a knighthood. Way back in the beginning, it was all so different. On the 7th of June 1940, Thomas Jones Woodward was born to Thomas Woodward, a miner, and housewife Frieda Woodward, née Jones. Until Tom was 4, they lived in 57 Kingsland Terrace in Treforest, near Pontypridd, when they moved to 44 Laura Street, which was where he grew up. His parents were delighted at their new arrival, and right from the start, he was a very attractive little boy, as his mother remembered. "Oh, he was such a pretty little boy," she said. "He used to frighten me sometimes, thinking somebody might want to take him away." Indeed, when Tom was 2 and a half and the family was on holiday on Barry Island, he did go missing for over an hour before his frantic mother finally found him. "I took him by the hand and was walking back when a woman we passed said, 'Oh, look, there's little Tommy Woodward, 44 Laura Street, Pontypridd.' 'How do you know that?' I asked her, astonished. 'Well,' she said, 'I caught hold of him, and he told me his name and address very plainly, but he wouldn't stay with me.'" They were a musical family, and from very early on, Tom was exposed to performing. On Saturday nights, his parents would sing at the Wood Road Non-Political Club, where his Uncle George booked the acts. Tom was encouraged to sing everywhere else, too. At chapel, he sang the Lord's Prayer, and Barbara Allen at Treforest Secondary Modern School. From a very early age, he had an exceptionally powerful voice. During choir practice, renditions of Men of Harlech sometimes had to be abandoned as he outrumbled everyone else. Of course, the musical traditions of Wales are very strong, which encouraged him greatly, something of which he was well aware. In Wales, there are choirs, especially male voice choirs, which a lot of my cousins were in, he recalled. "A Welsh tenor will have a full Welsh voice, even though he's singing high, full-blown window-shattering material. Maybe speaking Welsh lends itself, the accent. Maybe part of it is the cheapest way of making music is to sing. You don't need to buy an instrument." Even so, he was a precocious little boy. "When I was 4, I used to stand on a box in the corner of the grocer's while my mother was doing the shopping and sing to the customers and collect the pennies," he once revealed. Right from the start, his mother Frieda knew she had an entertainer on her hands. From a very young age, Tom's voice was remarkable, and he always knew what he wanted to do. He developed a habit of jumping up onto the windowsill, pulling the curtains across and demanding his mother joined in. Decades later, he mused, she'd say, "Look, I'm busy, I'm trying to clean the house." And I would say, "No, I want you to introduce me." Anyway, she'd do it, and I'd throw back the curtains and jump out, even though there was nobody there but my mother. Sometimes, though, he had an audience of 2 when his sister Sheila was persuaded to watch. But it was a tough life, and the family was typical of the area and of the time. "When my father was down the mine, he was a hard-working, hard-drinking man," Tom later recalled. "He used to like his cards and a flutter on the horses. He used to go out on the booze on Saturdays, and I looked up to him.